My name's Les Appleyard, George Leslie Appleyard. I was born at 40 Holmes of the Lane, Woodlesford. My father was a bricklayer who'd done well. He'd started in the Depression, basically, building houses in Rothwell in his spare time, and he built a nice house for us on 40 Holmes of the Lane, and I was born there. He grew up in Kippax. He went to Castleford Grammar School, and he had to leave school at 14 to help support the family in Kippax. And then he learnt to lay bricks down the pit, because his father was a bricklayer down the pit. But of course he thought, this is not for me. Castleford Grammar School lad. So he tried to get work during the recession in the 20s and what have you. And then eventually he managed to borrow some money from his future father-in-law in Rothwell, buy a plot of land in Rothwell, persuade all his mates to come on a weekend and build a house, a pair of semis. And he said he'd pay them when he got the roof on, because the bank would then give him an advance. That was in about 1933, I think, and then he then built in Rothwell, Knightscroft, Upwood Lane and things like that. He built semis, and then the war came, but he just built himself a detached house at 40 Holmes Lane, Woodlesford. And I actually gave Needless Inn Lane its name because it was next door to Needless Inn. He was building one house fortnight. When the war broke out, he had quite a few houses on his hands, which he had then to rent out.
What was Woodlesford like when you were growing up there?
Holmes Lane, where we lived, was basically, you know, isolated in a way. There were the houses further up Holmes Lane, like the Mill House or whatever it's called, and what have you there, which I used to play out with guys there. There was the recreation ground, which we sadly built on. There was Kirk's shop on the corner. And then there was, you know, all the street that, as you see on photographs, there's all the old houses going down Church Street towards the church.
So when you were growing up then in the 40s, all of that was still there, was it?
Correct. Well, right. In fact, sadly, I mean, you know, you get swept up with events, and it was all demolition and, you know, build new houses with bathrooms in. And so we actually knocked down Woodlesford House, for instance, in about 1958. That was opposite the White Hart. It was terraced. It was joined onto things, but it was quite an impressive house, yeah. Do you know, if they were around now, people would do them up. I mean, they possibly had outside toilets and no bathroom and things like that. But, you know, you just... They weren't slums. They were lovely people that lived there, and clean people, and, you know, they were old school friends, really, and that lived in them and what have you. But, and as I say, if there wasn't this culture, I mean, and the council was partly to blame as well, well, wholly to blame in many respects, that would be like some, you know, advert for bread, you know.
So what other memories have you got of that period, then, of going to school and...
Well, I went to a private school in Wakefield when I was 5 till I was 8, and then I went to Woodlesford School from 8 till 11. And then I went to Rothwell Grammar School. Woodlesford School was, you know, a great school. And there was things like the Woodlesford Comic Band that I think it would go along with my cornet when I was about 13 or something. And they were just men playing bazookas, and they had, you know, they would mark, and people were dressed as clowns, and they would do parades and things, you know, this Woodlesford Comic Band. There's a big house down on Station Lane. The manager of the brewery, Mr. McKenzie, moved there. It later became some nightclub and what have you. When Mr. McKenzie was there, I think, or possibly his predecessor or what have you, the church had little garden parties there. And I remember getting dressed up in 1953 as a spiv, and I was carrying a folding chair, and I was wearing a trilby, and I was trying to sell seats for the coronation. I was a choir boy briefly. But the one interesting thing was, in the parish hall, I think it would be in the 50s, maybe I was about 13, Mr. Volta, the chemist, he was an avid home movie man. He acquired, I suppose it must have been 16mm maybe or something like that, and he acquired this massive projector, and he had all this film of Woodlesford, and he then retired and moved to the top of Park Lane, and then he died, and then at some point, I don't know, 20 years ago maybe, I went to see his wife, his widow, and I said, what happened to all those films of Woodlesford and everything? And she said, oh, I gave them to somebody. And so somewhere there's a load of fantastic film around. He showed this, it was packed full of people, of course, you know, as in the early 50s, to have cinema-style home movies was just out of this world. When I was, I think, possibly 16 to 17, but, Hollywood was so glamorous in those days and what have you, and I saw an ad in the paper, in the Yorkshire Evening Post, that they wanted a trainee projectionist at the Tatler Theatre in Leeds, and I learnt projecting films in a cinema, and after 4 weeks I saw an ad that Woodlesford Cinema needed an assistant projectionist, so I went down there, and I actually was a projectionist at Woodlesford Cinema in my spare time. I used to show the matinees, which was started at maybe 10 till 12 or 12:30, and then on again at 2 till 4 o'clock or something like that.
And how many people used to go to the cinema?
Oh, right? There were plenty of kids going to these matinees. And, yeah, no, there were lots of people went. And it was quite a good little place, was the Woodlesford Ritz Cinema. When I went there, it was part of the Star Cinemas, which were the Eckarts, I think, in Leeds. And they owned a few local cinemas around. My biggest memory is of the matinees. And I used to think, and it would be, I mean, this is dreadful to say this, but we'd have a cowboy film on, which was the main feature, after the shorts. And I'd be thinking, oh, God, it's running, you know, when's this film going to end? I've got to get home for my lunch, then back again for the 2 o'clock. So what I would do is, you had two projectors. I would shut the other one down before the reel had finished and change things. And the kids must have been thinking, Jesus Christ, you know, well, I'm there.
So they didn't get to see the whole of the film?
No. No, which is, it may be, you know, it's dreadful really when you look back, but I was only a kid.
This is before you went off to architecture school.
That's right, it wasn't called university then in those days. You know,
it was a separate college.
It was a college, it was a college of art. It was a college of art, school of architecture.
And where was that?
In Leeds.
So you stayed local?
I went on the train, the steam train, to college. I would be getting there about 9 o'clock, and I used to look at all the landscape pictures, that the watercolours that were on the thing, and just marvel at how wonderful they. If I seem to remember, the carriages would be separate ones with their own doors, and I would often get in those on my own. And I would just look at the pictures on the carriage, and I just used to think how wonderful they were. It was wonderful. You had a waiting room and the coal fire going. And I once remember when I was at Woodlesford School, they organised a massive train trip with kids from Leeds and everywhere, and we all went from Woodlesford School, possibly. Now, I left in 51, so it must have been between 48 and 51. And we went to London. You know, I remember going to London, a big, they'd got this big building with, and we all had a lunch, you know, and in this big building. And I suppose, I can't remember much about touring around London, but I guess we were on buses and things. But I just remember the school, you know, the train would obviously be full of kids from Leeds, and maybe stopped in Hunslet or something like that, then stopped in Woodlesford and picked us lot up.